Chapter 29, Planning Yourself to Failure. You can plan yourself to the point of failure. Some men are visionaries and have great dreams and intellect, yet look back over their lives only to see a bunch of empty trails they mapped out in their minds but never stepped foot on. All plan and no action is worse than failure. At least if you fail, you tried. I think the tendency to overplan is a deep-seated fear of failure. At other times, it might just be a lack of organizational skills to put your plans into a logical sequence. It could be a lack of knowledge of how to turn your plans into reality. Whatever that might be, don't let years pass by you and you're still talking about the same thing you kept saying you were going to do 10, 20 years ago. Nobody takes you seriously anymore when you tell them what you're going to do. I've been there. During my time in the Marines, I led a rifle detail that conducted burial services to honor veterans who passed away. As part of the service, three shots are fired into the air, which symbolizes the fact that we have properly taken care of one of our own. There's a lot more history behind this, but I won't go into a lot of detail here. Imagine how it would have looked for me to give the command, "Ready, aim, fire," and those three Marines in dress blues went through the motions, brought their rifle up to their cheek like they were going to fire, but just stood there. That would be ridiculous. How ridiculous is it when you go through the motions, make everybody think you're going to do something, yet it never happens? There's no point in fooling yourself. Dr. Henry Cloud said in his book, Integrity, about people who are forever stuck in a state of ready, ready, ready. They plan and do so much talking that they never actually do anything. This could be starting a business, making a move to another state, switching careers, or making a hard decision you know should be made. Whatever it is, don't let the enemy of overplanning and perfectionism stop you. I've done this too many times, and I still struggle to make this a thing of the past.